Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Dominican Republic Episode 2, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, The Birth of Haiti and the Loss of the West, 1697 to 1804. The Treaty of Ryswick, 1697, and the Division of Hispaniola. The late 17th century marked a definitive shift in the control of Hispaniola, as Spain formally ceded the western third of the island to France through the Treaty of Ryswick in 1697. This act not only altered the island's political landscape, but also set the stage for one of the most profitable and brutal colonial systems in the history of the Caribbean. While Santo Domingo remained under Spanish control, the newly established Saint-Domingue became a French powerhouse, rapidly eclipsing its Spanish counterpart. The rise of Saint-Domingue as the Pearl of the Antilles. By the early 18th century, Saint-Domingue had transformed into one of the most lucrative colonies in the world, its economy primarily driven by sugar, coffee, and indigo plantations. The French implemented an aggressive economic model that relied heavily on the transatlantic slave trade, bringing thousands of African captives to work in inhumane conditions. The colony's wealth led to it being dubbed the Pearl of the Antilles. Major cash crops, sugar, coffee, indigo, and cotton. Labor force, enslaved Africans, many from West and Central Africa. Population disparity. By 1789, the colony's population was approximately 500,000 enslaved Africans, 32,000 white settlers, and 28,000 free people of color. Life in Spanish Santo Domingo, a stark contrast. While Saint-Domingue flourished, Spanish Santo Domingo stagnated. The colony was underdeveloped, underpopulated, and lacked the commercial vibrancy of its western neighbor. The Spanish crown's neglect meant that Santo Domingo remained an administrative backwater, relying on cattle ranching and small-scale trade for survival. Economic challenges, low population, minimal trade, and lack of investment. Social structure, a small elite, free black and mixed-race communities, and a declining slave population. Contrast with Saint-Domingue. While Saint-Domingue exported massive quantities of goods to Europe, Santo Domingo remained largely self-sustaining with minimal global economic influence. The impact of the French Revolution, 1789, and the rise of slave rebellions. The late 18th century saw the French Revolution ignite radical changes, not just in France, but throughout its colonies. The ideals of liberty, equality, and fraternity reverberated across the Atlantic, inspiring both white planters seeking autonomy and enslaved populations yearning for freedom. 1791. The Haitian Revolution began with an uprising of enslaved Africans in the north of Saint-Domingue. Toussaint Louverture, a former slave turned military strategist, Louverture led an organized resistance against the French colonial administration. The role of Spain. Spain initially supported Louverture's forces, hoping to destabilize France's hold on the region. 1794. France abolished slavery in Saint-Domingue to prevent further uprisings and keep control of the colony. War, betrayal, and the final break from colonial rule. The period between 1794 and 1804 was marked by relentless warfare, shifting alliances, and betrayals. 1801. Toussaint Louverture declared himself governor of Saint-Domingue for life. 1802. Napoleon Bonaparte sent troops under General Charles Leclerc to reassert French control. 1803. After fierce battles, the French forces were decisively defeated. January 1, 1804. Haiti declared independence, becoming the first black republic in the world and the first nation in the Western Hemisphere to successfully overthrow European colonial rule. The aftermath. Spanish Santo Domingo in the shadow of Haiti. With Haiti's independence, the Spanish colony of Santo Domingo found itself in an uncertain position. The island was now divided between a powerful new republic in the west and a weakened Spanish territory in the east. Fear of revolt. White elites in Santo Domingo feared that Haiti's revolution would inspire uprisings among their own enslaved populations. Economic decline. Haiti's dominance led to a decline in trade for Santo Domingo. Political instability. Spain, distracted by European conflicts, struggled to maintain effective control. Conclusion. A shifting balance of power. The Haitian Revolution marked the beginning of the end for European dominance in the Caribbean. It served as an inspiration for other independence movements and forced Spain to reevaluate its priorities in the Americas. The events of 1697 to 1804 permanently reshaped Hispaniola's trajectory, setting the stage for continued struggles between the eastern and western halves of the island. In the next chapter, we will explore the Spanish reconquest, the challenges of governing Santo Domingo, and the growing tensions between Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Chapter 6. The Spanish and Haitian Struggle for Santo Domingo, 1804 to 1844. The Aftermath of Haitian Independence, 1804 to 1809. With Haiti's Declaration of Independence in 1804, the balance of power on the island of Hispaniola shifted dramatically. While the western portion of the island was now a free republic under Haitian rule, Santo Domingo remained under Spanish control, though its future was uncertain. The newly established Haiti, led by Jean-Jacques Dessalines, sought to prevent European powers from regaining a foothold in the Caribbean. This meant that Santo Domingo, still a Spanish colony, was viewed as a potential threat. Jean-Jacques Dessalines' view of Santo Domingo. He feared that European powers, particularly France and Spain, could use Santo Domingo as a launching pad to retake Haiti. Santo Domingo's weak position. Spain, engaged in conflicts in Europe, had little interest in maintaining control over the eastern part of Hispaniola. Insecurity among the population. White elites feared Haitian aggression, while freed blacks and mixed-race populations were uncertain about what Haitian rule could mean for them. The first Haitian invasion and the end of Spanish rule, 1805 to 1809. Recognizing the vulnerability of Santo Domingo, Dessalines launched an invasion in 1805 to expel Spanish forces and consolidate Haitian control over the island. The Haitian forces, led by Dessalines and generals Henri Christophe and Alexander Pétion, advanced through the eastern territories, seizing several Spanish settlements. However, Haitian forces faced significant resistance, and Dessalines' campaign was cut short due to internal conflicts in Haiti. Massacre in Santo Domingo. Dessalines' forces executed massacres against white populations, further alienating the remaining Spanish loyalists. Retreat of Haitian forces. Facing logistical challenges and resistance, the Haitians withdrew, leaving Santo Domingo in turmoil. Restoration of Spanish rule, 1809. A faction of Spanish loyalists, led by Juan Sanchez Ramirez, fought to restore Spanish rule and successfully expelled Haitian forces in 1809, re-establishing Santo Domingo as a Spanish colony. The Era of the Reconquest and Spanish Neglect, 1809 to 1821. While Spanish forces regained control, Santo Domingo remained an underfunded and neglected colony. Spain's primary focus was on conflicts in Europe and the independence wars raging in South America, leaving Santo Domingo vulnerable. Economic decline. Trade restrictions and lack of investment left the colony struggling. Political corruption. Spanish administrators prioritized their personal interests over the welfare of the colony. Growing nationalist sentiments, inspired by independence movements in Latin America, Dominicans began considering their own autonomy. The brief period of independence, the ephemeral independence, 1821 to 1822. Amidst growing frustration with Spanish rule, José Núñez de Cáceres, a Dominican intellectual and politician, led a movement for independence. On December 1, 1821, Santo Domingo declared itself independent from Spain, forming the short-lived state known as the Independent State of Spanish Haiti. However, this independence was fragile. With limited military resources and economic support, the newly declared republic was vulnerable to external threats, particularly from Haiti, which sought to unify the island once again. The Haitian Unification, 1822 to 1844. Seeing an opportunity to prevent European interference and consolidate the island, Haitian President Jean-Pierre Boyer marched into Santo Domingo in early 1822, facing little resistance. The majority of Dominicans, weary of Spanish rule, offered little opposition and Boyer successfully annexed Santo Domingo, bringing the entire island under Haitian governance. Abolition of slavery. One of Boyer's first acts was to abolish slavery, which benefited many but angered Dominican elites. Land reforms. Haitian authorities redistributed land, which disrupted the traditional elite power structure. Suppression of Spanish cultural identity. The Haitian government sought to integrate Dominicans into Haitian society, banning Spanish language education and institutions. While some Dominicans supported unification with Haiti due to the abolition of slavery and land reforms, others, particularly the white elites and Catholic Church, resented Haitian rule. Over time, discontent grew, fueling nationalist sentiments that would eventually lead to the struggle for Dominican independence. The road to Dominican independence, 1838 to 1844. By the late 1830s, a growing Dominican nationalist movement began forming in opposition to Haitian rule. The most significant group, La Trinitaria, was founded by Juan Pablo Duarte in 1838. Their goals were clear: restoration of Dominican sovereignty, promotion of Dominican identity, culture, and language, resistance against Haitian military and political control. The movement gradually gained momentum, attracting support from landowners, merchants, and intellectuals. By 1843, Duarte and his allies sought direct confrontation with Haitian forces to liberate Santo Domingo from Haitian governance. The Dominican War of Independence, 1844. On February 27, 1844, after years of clandestine organization and strategic alliances, Dominican revolutionaries launched their bid for independence. With the support of prominent leaders such as Ramon Matias Mella and Francisco del Rosario Sanchez, the Dominican forces expelled Haitian troops from Santo Domingo, declaring the creation of the Dominican Republic. First Dominican Constitution. The newly independent Dominican Republic drafted its first constitution in late 1844. Challenges ahead. The fledgling nation faced immediate military threats from Haiti, economic hardships, and internal divisions over governance. Conclusion: the formation of the Dominican Republic. The struggle between Spanish, Dominican, and Haitian forces between 1804 and 1844 defined the modern identity of the Dominican Republic. The war for independence was not just about sovereignty, but about cultural and political identity, as Dominicans sought to distinguish themselves from both Spanish colonial rule and Haitian unification. With the formation of the Dominican Republic, a new era of national challenges began, one defined by further conflicts with Haiti, economic development, and the struggle to establish a stable government. The next chapter will delve into the First Dominican Republic, 1844 to 1861, and the internal and external challenges faced by the newly independent nation. Chapter 7. The First Dominican Republic, 1844 to 1861. The birth of the Dominican Republic, 1844. Following the successful expulsion of Haitian forces on February 27, 1844, the Dominican Republic was proclaimed an independent nation. However, the struggle for sovereignty was far from over. The newly formed Dominican Republic faced immediate challenges in establishing governance, maintaining security, and defining its national identity while navigating a politically volatile Caribbean. Founding Fathers: Juan Pablo Duarte, Francisco del Rosario Sanchez, and Ramon Matias Mella played critical roles in leading the independence movement. Constitutional development. The first Dominican constitution was established in November 1844, inspired by the United States and French models, but with a strong presidential system. Threats from Haiti. Haitian rulers, unwilling to accept the loss of control, launched multiple military incursions in the coming years. Early struggles of the new republic, 1844 to 1850. The early years of the Dominican Republic were characterized by political instability, economic struggles, and continued Haitian aggression. Haitian invasions. Haitian forces attempted to retake Santo Domingo multiple times between 1844 and 1856. Economic hardships. The Dominican economy remained dependent on agriculture, particularly sugar and livestock, but struggled due to lack of trade and infrastructure. Political divisions. The leadership was divided between conservative and liberal factions, leading to frequent power struggles. The rule of Pedro Santana and Buenaventura Báez. Two dominant political figures emerged in the early years of the Republic. Pedro Santana, 1844 to 1848, 1853 to 1856, 1858 to 1861, a military leader who favored authoritarian rule, focused on defense against Haitian invasions, and sought Spanish protection. Established dictatorial rule and suppressed opposition. Buenaventura Baez, 1849 to 1853, 1856 to 1858, 1865 to 1866, 1868 to 1874, 1876 to 1878. More politically inclined, seeking economic alliances with foreign powers. Attempted negotiations with the U.S., France, and Spain to secure economic and military stability. Faced criticism for policies that favored foreign intervention. The Dominican Republic's isolation and struggles for recognition. Despite gaining independence, the Dominican Republic was not immediately recognized by major world powers. Many European and American nations viewed it as politically unstable and economically weak. Lack of international recognition. The Dominican government sought recognition from the United States, France, and Spain, but was largely ignored. Trade and economic dependency. With limited industrialization, the country remained reliant on sugar, coffee, and cattle exports. Internal power struggles, frequent coups and shifts in leadership hindered national development. The threat of recolonization and the return of Spain, 1861. By the late 1850s, political instability and economic decline led Pedro Santana to seek Spanish intervention. Viewing annexation as a means of stabilizing the nation and protecting against Haitian invasions, he negotiated the return of the Dominican Republic to Spanish rule in 1861. Spain's return. Queen Isabella II of Spain accepted the annexation, making the Dominican Republic a Spanish colony once again. Opposition and revolt. Many Dominicans, especially liberal leaders, opposed the return to colonial rule. The path to war. The annexation sparked widespread rebellion, setting the stage for the War of Restoration, 1863 to 1865, which would become a defining moment in Dominican history. Conclusion: the fragile beginnings of a nation. The First Dominican Republic, 1844 to 1861, was marked by wars, leadership struggles, and economic hardships. The young nation faced constant threats from Haiti, internal power struggles, and a weak economy, leading to the controversial decision to rejoin Spain. The next chapter will explore the War of Restoration, 1863 to 1865, a pivotal conflict that would determine the true sovereignty of the Dominican Republic and shape its national identity. Chapter 8: The Spanish Annexation and the War of Restoration, 1861 to 1865. The decision to rejoin Spain, 1861. By the late 1850s, the Dominican Republic was facing deep economic struggles, political instability, and the continued threat of Haitian invasion. Seeking security and stability, President Pedro Santana made the controversial decision to annex the Dominican Republic to Spain in 1861. Santana's motivations: believed Spanish protection would stabilize the economy and military. Reaction from the population. The decision was met with mixed reactions. Some elites supported the annexation for security, but the majority of Dominicans saw it as a betrayal of independence. Spanish administration. Spain re-established colonial rule, imposing new laws and restricting freedoms, causing unrest among the Dominican people. Economic and social tensions under Spanish rule. The re-annexation did not bring the prosperity that Santana had promised. Instead, Spanish rule imposed harsh taxes, military conscription, and land seizures, causing widespread dissatisfaction. Economic hardships. Spain prioritized taxation and resource extraction over economic development. Military presence. Spanish troops occupied Dominican towns, often treating locals with hostility. Social divide. Former independence fighters and common citizens deeply resented the return to colonial rule. The rise of resistance and the call for restoration, 1863. Discontent grew rapidly, and by 1863, a rebellion erupted. This movement, later known as the War of Restoration, was led by Dominican nationalists determined to reclaim sovereignty. Gregorio Luperon and Santiago Rodriguez. Key figures who organized guerrilla warfare against Spanish forces. Battle of Capitillo, August 16, 1863 marked the official start of the War of Restoration as rebels seized the town of Capitillo, igniting a nationwide revolt. Guerrilla warfare. Dominican fighters used ambushes and hit-and-run tactics to weaken Spanish troops. Spanish military response and struggles. Spain, underestimating the resilience of Dominican resistance, struggled to maintain control over the island. Harsh countermeasures. Spanish forces retaliated with mass executions, burning villages, and economic blockades. Disease and harsh terrain. Spanish soldiers suffered from tropical diseases and lack of supplies, leading to low morale and desertions. Support from abroad. The Dominican rebels received indirect support from other Latin American nations sympathetic to their cause. Turning the tide. The fall of Spanish rule, 1864 to 1865. Despite their superior numbers and weaponry, Spanish forces were unable to suppress the widespread rebellion. By 1864, Spain realized that the cost of maintaining control far exceeded the benefits of the colony. Withdrawal of Spanish forces, March 1865. Spain officially recognized Dominican independence, making the Dominican Republic the only country in the Americas to regain sovereignty after recolonization. Political aftermath. The war left the Dominican Republic in ruins, with severe economic devastation and continued political instability. Legacy of the war. The War of Restoration became a symbol of Dominican resilience and national pride, shaping the country's identity for generations. Conclusion: the triumph of sovereignty. The War of Restoration was a defining moment in Dominican history. It demonstrated the determination of Dominicans to resist foreign domination, even in the face of overwhelming odds. The newly reestablished Dominican Republic would now face the immense challenge of rebuilding its shattered economy and stabilizing its fragile government. In the next chapter, we will explore the chaotic years following independence, the rise of caudillos, and the Dominican Republic's ongoing struggles with political and economic stability.